We're sorry. All of our representatives are helping other customers. So, let's get your order started by reserving your item now. To reserve, H02055, set of 4, reading, glasses, in, slim, metallic, cases, by, Lori Grenier. Press 1 to reserve, V231. Please select one of the following, 4, 1.50, magnification, press 1, 2. Please select one of the following, 4, jewel pump. Please enter the quantity. You selected 1 jewel tone, 1.50 magnification. To complete your reservation, press 1. To make changes, press 2. Your item has been reserved. To reserve another item, press 1. Or if this reservation is complete, press 2. If you are a QVC member and wish to complete your order through our easy-to-use automated system, press 1. Otherwise, press 0 or stay on the line to complete your order with a representative. Please stay on the line and your order will be completed by our next available representative. If you hang up now, your reservation will be canceled.
Welcome to QVC. This is Emmett. I see you brought a 1 kilotone. 1.5 times magnification, set of 4 reading glasses, and 11 talent cases. By Laura Grainer, is there anything else?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else?
Yes, ma'am.
What else can I do for you?
I want to get one of them cases put on them. I always end up sitting on them.
May I have your home phone number, please?
Yes, ma'am. I don't got my phone with me. I'm using my daughter's phone. She up here at my house.
Can I have your home phone number, please?
I don't live in a home no more. I told them ain't gonna allow put me in no more homes.
May I have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. 7. Ma'am?
May I have your zip code?
I live in room 7. I already told you.
Do you know what your zip code is?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm very sorry, but we wouldn't be able to ship this item to you unless we have a zip code.
Well, they make you see good, right?
Yes, ma'am.
They make you look in on them and you see what it is you're trying to see?
Right.
Are they good or are they the ones like I bought at the, I had them sent up to my house and I sat on them?
Okay.
They don't work no more.
All right.
And I can't see to get the pills out of my bottle in the morning because they always a tiny print up on them and I can't get them open by myself no more. Do you wear them glasses yourself, ma'am?
I wear glasses.
You wear them glasses on the TV?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Mine's are prescription.
You saying them glasses ain't good enough for you?
Well, I went to the doctor to have my eyes examined. I'm wearing what he prescribed for.
Well, I want to get the right ones, so why are your glasses not good enough for you, but you're going to sell them to me?
Okay, was there anything else I could do for you?
I want to know why you ain't wearing them.
Okay, if there's nothing else, I'll be releasing your call.
I want to buy the glasses.
Are you going to give me a zip code?
I live in room 7 at the home.
Do you know your zip code?
It's Bedford Home. I live in Bedford Home, room number 7.
What's your address?
It's Bedford Home.
Okay, I need an address.
Well, my daughter put me in Bedford Home because she said I couldn't live by myself no more.
Okay, I'll tell you what you can do. Write down the information that you have about the glasses and have your daughter or someone else give us a call so they can get the address so they can ship it out.
We Well, if I don't like them and they don't work, can I send them back?
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't no ma'am. What you call me ma'am for?
I'm very sorry, sir. I do apologize.
I've been at home for 2 years, and I feel like I'm already dead.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I need the case with them so I don't sit on them again. My daughter said I got to get the case for it.
All right. Do you know the address for the place where you're at?
It's Bedford Home.
Okay. Do you have a street name?
It's on the avenue over here next to the hospital, because all the time I got to go there sometimes when my heart stops working.
Now, is there anyone that can assist you with the address?
I push that little red button the nurse told me to push, and she don't ever come in. And when she does, she bring me the food, and it's cold. And then other times, they try to get me up, and I want to shower, and they don't let me shower when I want to shower. And they try to put me on the bus, and I don't ever want to go where they put me on the bus. I just want to read my books with my glasses.
Okay. I tell you what you do. Can get someone that knows the address of the place where you are, have them to call us and tell us you want some magnification glasses so you can read, and we'll order them for you at that time.
Yes, ma'am. I got. Can I ask one more question for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
If I call back tomorrow with the address, It can I have it held for me?
Yes, you can.
So it's held right now for me?
Well, I can't hold it for you now because I don't have an address.
Well, I want to buy it right now. I'll pay you for it.
All right. Let me see how far I can go along, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Carl.
How do you spell your last name?
My name is spelled Benson. B-E-N-S-E-N. And I live in room 7.
Okay, so your last name is Benson?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that B-E-N-S-O-N?
That's E-N.
Okay, and... can you tell me the name of the city that you're in?
I live in Atlanta City.
New Jersey?
No, ma'am. Georgia.
And the name of the city is called Atlanta City?
It's where the Braves play.
Okay.
Sherman came on down here and burned it all up.
Just a moment. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, ma'am. Where'd you learn to do all that music like that? I used to play an instrument back before my fingers stopped working, and I had to put it down. And my daughter, and she go out and put me in the home. And I don't want to be here no more, but I feel like I kind of stuck here. We can eat them eggs in the morning, and they don't taste good.
Holding.
Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. Is there anyone in the room with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's the name of your state?
My state. I'm in the neurology level. It's room 7.
No. What state do you live in?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, Are you in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the one. That's where I am.
Where?
That's the one.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. That's the one.
Okay, just one moment. And, just one moment.
I got lots of moments, but I don't know how many moments I got left.
Okay.
That's why I live in a home.
All right. Let's see.
Hello?
Okay. I'm very sorry, sir, but you really kind of handicapped me because I need an address and a zip code. And without those two things, I really can't do anything for you.
If I get the is it acceptable with you? If I have nurse on the phone and she give you the information for me?
Yes, you can do that.
I yell for get in here. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
I have to apologize. I ain't got no good music for you to listen to while you wait.
Okay, well, I can't hold on the phone, but once you get the information, call us right back.
Well, she right out in the hallway with another man.
Okay, I can give you a couple of minutes, that's the most.
I only need a couple of seconds to yell at her for her to get her fat ass in here.
All right.
Hey, woman, get in here! Woman! I need you to go in here and order that! Ma'am, I need you to come in here and get a state I live in. Yes, ma'am. I don't want to wait no more for it. I want to read my book. No, ma'am, you go in and read my book. You still there, ma'am? Ma'am.
I'm still here.
She coming. She told me to wait a minute that she gonna come in and give it for me.
All right, I'll hold for a couple of minutes. If I don't hear from you, I'll have to let you go.
Well, I don't want... That's what they tried to tell me years ago, and I'm still here.
Okay. And if I let you go and she comes, get her to write the information down for you and call us back, okay?
Well, can I choose what color I want to be?
No, sir.
Not the glasses.
Well, yes, you can.
What colors you got up in there?
We have the colors earth tone or jewel tone.
What does that mean? Is that like the blue one I saw on the TV?
Well, the earth tone would be copper, taupe, bronze, tortoise, gunmetal.
Them glasses made out of bronze?
It just has the color bronze.
The color bronze. What's it made up out of?
It doesn't give me the material that it's made of.
Well, don't you make them yourself?
No, sir. I'm just someone that answers the telephone so you can purchase the item.
You mean you don't make them yourself?
No, sir, I don't.
But you tell me all about what colors they are?
Yes, sir. If you order one set, you will get purple, deep blue, lavender, gunmetal frame, and light blue, case, shiny metal frame. And then if you order another set, you get the copper, the bronze, and the tortoise. And then you get a gunmetal, case, black frame, and a gold case.
Only a cheap pimp from Mobile wear purple glasses. Do I gotta get them purple glasses?
What did you say?
Them purple glasses. Do I gotta get them? Or
If you order that set, the purple comes in that case. But you can order another set, and that purple would not be in that case.
Well, I want to get the case for them, and they match the glasses.
Well, you only get the two cases, light blue and shiny metal frame.
Aaron, I need my bedpan. It's all wet. I made a mess. Are you still there? Ma'am?
Yes?
I want to go ahead and I want to get the one that are blue.
Okay, you want the blue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's going to be the dual tone. And do you know how many times magnification you want?
I can't see nothing, so I want to get them like 100 times more than I see now.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I am 98 years old.
Okay, so we're going to do the most powerful one we have.
They try to tell me that they want to operate on them, but they said it ain't safe to do no work on my eyeball because it's supposedly not very strong. And I try to tell them that I'm just going to wear my glasses to wear when I read my book. And other times I have the preacher come and read the book to me, but he don't always come in here no more. Something about the way I act and the words that come out my mouth sometimes aren't what they want to hear, and they don't let me have many visitors.
Can I ask your last name?
My name...
Benson.
Carl Benson is my name. I live in room 7.
Okay, and can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
When you were living in your own home, do you remember what your zip code was?
My wife did all that tax stuff. I didn't do any of that. And she gone up to heaven, be with the Lord.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to have to release your call because I really can't hold any longer.
You mean you're going to release me from the hospital?
No.
You're going to let me out?
No, sir. What
I want to be released more than anything in this world.
Yeah, I understand.
You have made me happy. Look, when you coming?
Well, I'm not coming to get you out, but I'm saying I'm going to hang up. And when you get someone to come and help you, give us a call back, okay?
You're going to hang up, and when a nurse Ann comes in here, I can call you back, and you're going to come get me out?
No, I won't be able to get you out, but we can sing you those patterns, okay?
When you going to come get me out? My daughter said I can't leave.
Well, I'm not going to come get you out. I would just want you to call us back so we can sing you those patterns, okay?
Well... You can bring the glasses with you when you come, and then I ain't got to pay shipping on them.
Okay, you take care now.
I'm trying.
Have a great evening.
Can I ask you one more thing about them glasses?
Yes.
Yeah, they got that thing I saw on the TV where if you bend them, they don't break?
Well, I don't know about that, but you're going to get... Them, so if you break one, you still got three more.
So I can break it 4 times before it's broke?
Well, pretty much, yes.
That sounds like a pretty good deal for me. How much them cost?
$28.
For four breaks for $28?
Yes, sir.
And can I give you my... I don't know nothing about how to pay for things much, so when you come over, I hand you the check and you can write it.
All right. Take care now.
You gonna come in here? I stay up and wait for you.
All right.
You can call me back at room 7 in Bedford Home and Neurology.
All right. If I don't call you back, have one of the people that work with you to call me back, okay?
I'll wait for you. You've been so nice to me. You talk to me longer than anybody else talked to me in at least 4 weeks or so.
Okay.
You talk to me longer than my daughter talked to me. What's your name?
My name is Evan.
You're a nice, nice ma'am?
Yes, sir.
heaven, ma'am? Are you a sir or ma'am?
Thank you very much.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a man.
I'm sorry, I believe I've been calling you a ma'am.
Yes, I understand.
If your voice sounded like a ma'am, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. Take care now.
All right, I'll wait for you here.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Ha ha ha!